Jasmine Ward grew up in DeLille, Mississippi, just outside Passe Christiane, with a real passion for reading.
I don't know why I loved reading. I just know that I always did. So I spent a lot of time in the library, and I borrowed a lot of books, and I just read a lot on my own.
Ward started trying to write early on, too. Poetry when she was about 12, short stories in high school, but had a hard time picturing herself pursuing writing as a career.
I was in awe of writers when I was young because it always seemed like they could do something amazing, like they worked magic when they wrote, and I never thought that I'd be capable of doing that, of creating an entire world and making it real for a reader and pulling the reader into that world and out of their own world. I just, you know, I enjoyed reading so much, and I was so much in awe of what writers could do that I just didn't think that I could accomplish that.
Jasmine Ward went to Stanford and did very well, earning a B.A. in English and Master's in Communications, despite the culture shock of moving from a tiny town on the Mississippi coast to the hyper-competitive, densely populated worlds of Stanford and the Bay Area. During her time in Palo Alto, she continued to harbor a yearning to write and powerful self-doubts about being able to do it.
I didn't take many creative writing classes, but I still, like, harbored that secret dream of one day being a writer. I just didn't know if I'd ever get there. And I was afraid to commit to writing because I had this sneaking suspicion that, you know, that I wasn't good enough and that it would never work out for me. So I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to fully commit to it.
After Stanford, Ward hoped to find work back in the South, but wound up moving to New York instead.
And I interviewed for, like, jobs as a publishing assistant and was actually hired by Random House and worked as a managing editorial assistant for 2 years. And then while I was there, realized that what I really wanted to do was be a writer. And I was ready to commit to it.
Jasmine Ward earned an MFA in fiction at the University of Michigan, where she wrote numerous short stories and essays and the first draft of a novel, then took a job at the University of New Orleans, commuting from DeLille to New Orleans on teaching days across the Katrina-devastated landscape of the Mississippi coast and New Orleans East.
It was very depressing to drive through that landscape every day. And I think it just that, you know, like the after effects of Hurricane Katrina and just the reality of Hurricane Katrina, I think really struck me with a kind of hopelessness. And I think that infected, you know, sort of all the areas of my life, including my writing. I thought maybe I should just stop. You know, maybe this isn't, you know, all those earlier fears that I'd had while I was at Stanford, I mean, they seemed to be bearing fruit during that time, because I thought, you know, maybe I'm just not good enough. You know, maybe I'm not good enough, and maybe what I'm working on, just people don't want to read it.
But then in 2008, she published a short story, sold her first novel, and won a Stegner Fellowship to do advanced postgraduate work in writing back at Stanford, where she fairly quickly began Salvage the Bones.
The novel follows a family through the 10 days preceding Hurricane Katrina. And Hurricane Katrina occurs in the 11th chapter, and the 12th chapter covers the immediate aftermath. The novel is narrated by Esh, and she is the only girl in this family of men.
Including her father, who has never really recovered from the death of his wife 6 years earlier, and three brothers, two older, one younger.
She grows up in this world full of men, and so her part of her struggle in the book is to try to figure out what it means to be a woman, and specifically a woman who is poor, who is black, who is surrounded by all these different types of masculinity.
Jasmine Ward spins out the hardscrabble tale of Esh Batiste and her family with powerful, poetic, attention-commanding prose in the National Book Award-winning novel Salvage the Bones. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.